Letter. All work is essential. The lockdown is effectively a bolt placed over the very weak and oxygen-deprived flame that is the SA economy. All sectors, and especially the people who comprise the economy, need to be allowed to breathe. Given the seriousness and potentially devastating impact of the coronavirus, one can understand government's fear of the damage it could cause in SA. But understanding that fear does not mean we should lose sight of the immense harm being caused by the economic and societal lockdown. Government's pre-COVID-19 policies and agendas were already economically disastrous. Now the real concern is how many businesses will survive. The SMME and informal sectors are typified by entrepreneurs and businesses that need as much freedom and room to operate as possible. For many in the informal sector, they must work full-time to make a living. Some commercial operations considered essential have been allowed. However, the reality is that all work and trade is essential. No matter what the work one does or whether others consider it essential, people gain both psychological and material value from their work, and this is essential for prosperity and human development. Work and the economy in a broader sense are not simply abstract concepts with no relation to reality. When people work, no matter the perceived importance of that work, they use their minds. They look for ways to improve, to learn, to trade with others and, most fundamentally, for ways to improve their lives and those of their families. SA must return to normal as soon as possible. Given the already precarious state of the economy before the lockdown, can we really afford to consider some work essential, and other work not? Chris Hadding, via email.